99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, setting the bar. These are always stories that set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high. So if you do nothing else, you can at least look back on this moment and say, you know what? At least I didn't do that, right?
Okay.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without suing a fast food chain for making you break your Lenten promise, you're doing okay.
Okay, how did they make her? Him? Her?
Her.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so if you observe Lent, one of the main points is sacrificing something for 40 days, leading up to Easter, avoiding the temptation, all that stuff. A lot of people make a promise to, hey, I'm going to lay off booze for 40 days, or I'm going to lay off sweets or meat or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, this Russian woman is suing McDonald's because their hamburger ads were too tempting.
Oh, my gosh.
So she says a couple years ago, she made a promise to avoid meat. And she made it most of the way through Lent. But then she saw a McDonald's ad. And apparently, couldn't resist.
That looks so tasty. Yeah. Listen, I can't help it. It's your fault, McDonald's. Your tasty looking burgers on TV.
Yeah, she said she saw an enticing McDonald's ad for a cheeseburger and chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. And those people are really good at making those ads because they do look amazingly delicious, don't they?
Yeah, and even though she had successfully fasted for the last 16 years and completed her Lenten promise for 16 years, she couldn't resist and visited McDonald's and, quote, bought a cheeseburger. Now she's angry and claiming it's a violation of the consumer protection law and wants the courts to investigate and wants McDonald's to compensate her for moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles.
Oh, okay. Which is $14,
which
right?
is about 14 bucks. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So is she basically saying, listen, if my eyeballs hadn't have fallen on your ad, I would be fine right now. I'd still be holding strong going into year 17, no burgers.
I mean,
but
perhaps.
Because of your bad choice to try to entice people to come and eat your tasty cheeseburgers.
Right.
You owe me $14.
Yeah, apparently she doesn't know anything about marketing. But you know what? That is your setting the bar. So again, you know what? Regardless of what you may be trying to or not trying to do, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without suing the fast food chain for making you break your promise because of an advertisement, then you're doing okay.
But listen, do you know what kind of a precedent this could set if she wins her $14? I mean,
this is true.
Can open up the floodgates to be able to sue McDonald's for lots of things.
Yeah, let's keep our eyes on this one, all right?
Okay.
All right.
I gotta know.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.